This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Call in and talk about whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk live here on the radio. We have more than 200 radio stations here on Free Talk Live. That gives you a loud voice, and yet you still go on social media and get in political arguments with people there when you could reach so many more people here on Free Talk Live.
Do we have any way of telling how many people are listening to us?
Yes, there are ways that have been traditionally used, Arbitron, and there's download numbers and all kinds of things like that. These days with media, you kind of have to piece things together as opposed to just using one source.
What was your last guesstimate?
Well, I would say that it's fair to say that probably 500,000 people listen to Free Talk Live in a given month, with millions of listens. So 500,000 unique listeners with millions of listens, listening sessions. One thing you need to consider is that every segment on the radio is considered a listening, is a segment. So if somebody listens on their actual car radio to the whole Free Talk Live show, then they've had 12 listening segments as radio defines them. So they have these things called quarter hours. So there you go.
That's thanks. I didn't know about that quarter hour thing. That's good.
Yeah. So, but nonetheless, 500,000 listeners is probably the thing that people want to know the most, because I can definitely figure out that about 250,000 people listen in a given week, and I presume that some of those people don't listen the next week, and then you can just sort of cycle them in, cycle them out. So, Jay, apparently marijuana is saving lives in Colorado.
Well, according to this article, anyways. From the WashingtonPost.com.
Not exactly some sideline blog someplace.
Right. And, yeah, a lot of these mainstream media outlets have been kind of anti-cannabis. You know, they kind of run with the establishment agenda, is, you know, from what I've noticed over the years. So and I do like seeing that there's something that kind of contradicts the stigmatism of cannabis, you know, in a mainstream posts like the Washington Post. So in Colorado, opioid deaths fall following marijuana legalization. Now, before I go on, one thing I can, I was in Colorado. I moved there in 2014. Mid 2014, I moved there for a few years. And I would go to this Liberty on the Rocks meetup once a month.
Yeah, they used to advertise here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. And one of the folks that was there was an EMT.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a full-time, you know, worked for City of Aurora or something. And he became very pro-marijuana after he his industry started to realize, and he started to realize that literally a lot of the calls are for overdoses of opiates or heroin overdoses.
Sure.
You know, people on the street, you know, having seizures and flopping around or just don't wake up or whatever, and people call.
Right.
And there's a lot of homeless, and, you know, Aurora is like a suburb of Denver, and, you know, it's got all the other same issues that
the people who pay the taxes for the emergency services are not generally the people that use the emergency services. At least that's what I hear from the emergency services.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And anyways, I remember him saying, he goes, you know, and this was, you know, a couple of years into it, and he says, our opioid overdose calls are down. And he thought, he literally figured because less people were getting into opiates because they had an option, a non-lethal option of pain management called cannabis that they could go buy at the store. And at the
doctor, I think that's probably a pretty fair estimate. Also, I know a guy, right? Having never been addicted to opiates, I can't speak to this. But I have heard from, well, I'll tell the first story first. So they, I know a guy that you know, was addicted to opiates and, you know, heroin, and he beat it on his own smoking pot. He said that smoking pot basically made it so that he didn't have the you know, the jonesing effect for, or whatever, the addictive effect, you know, that sort of feeling that you wanted to have, whatever that was. And that he managed to, you know, between marijuana and his desire to quit heroin, he quit on his own.
And I know an opposite story. A kid here in New Hampshire, he's an adult, he's like 35, he got hooked on heroin.
Uh-huh.
Literally because he works for a paving company. He's got a Class A CDL. He's got mm-hmm. a hydraulics license for working in Massachusetts. And he could not risk failing a roadside urine test.
Oh, I see.
So DOT police pull over truck drivers.
And make them pee in cups.
And here, pee in a cup.
Yep.
And so he's got a chronic shoulder issue, so he
had to take opiates.
He gave up the cannabis.
Yep.
And got a prescription for Vicodin. And then
got addicted.
And then it started that Vicodins weren't really working unless he snorted them. And then
oh, yeah.
bad deal. And yep. now he's like, he's still got a CDL.
Yep.
He's still driving a semi truck, doped up on heroin every day because it's the only way he can function. I haven't talked to the guy in about a year. I don't know what his situation is now. But I did a lot of work for the paving company he worked for a couple of years ago.
But he was snorting Vicodins at one point. I have an idea that yep. things haven't really, you know, well, the sun has not shone on this.
He's got tracks on his arms. And I'm like, dude, what's that? He's all shooting up.
Mm, great.
You know. But anyways, back to the article.
Well, hold on. I did also speak to somebody who had an alcohol issue. And they said that they managed to stop drinking just by, you know, smoking pot more, or I guess probably not smoking, but these days one can consume marijuana products so much more easily than you could in the past. So there's edibles, you can buy yep. these gummies, you know, there's vaporizers, there's all kinds of things that make it, you know, not as distasteful as it was when I was a kid.
I have a few friends that struggled with alcohol, and now in Massachusetts with their recreational cannabis, the one girl literally goes and buys, you know, spends half of what she would spend on alcohol a yep. week on gummies.
Right. And
has like one a night.
If you think about these, you know, these situations, it kind of makes some sense. I mean, alcohol is going to give you a hangover. Bars certainly make alcohol very expensive. It's, you know, terrible on your liver. Obviously, there may be some health issues related to consuming copious quantities of the devil's lettuce, right? I'm not giving advice here. I'm just saying that alcohol has its downside. Think about the calories. I mean, there's no calories in marijuana.
That's
if
another
you're
thing
vaporizing
that
it.
That happened with this girl is she lost, like, she's at a body weight that she is happy with now, which is huge.
Yeah,
for her, it's like she has less of a desire even to drink just because of the fact that she quit drinking and she lost weight.
Right,
you know, it's a win-win.
Nobody likes being fat.
We have CBD receptors in our body, and CBD is in cannabis.
I've heard from medical, you know, folks that's not amazing. Like, we must have alcohol receptors too. If we, I don't know, that the whole receptor thing isn't. I was talking about that at one point. God must want us to smoke this stuff, right? Because he made, you know, the receptors for it. But I hear that the alcohol
is nice for the dopamine release, is my understanding.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
That's why people go after it.
And that's why another reason is so addictive.
Yeah. Well, let's go on here. Apparently, it's, I mean, there's deaths are down in Colorado due to legalized marijuana.
According to my EMT friend, yes. Marijuana legalization in Colorado led to a reversal of opiate overdoses deaths in that state, according to new research published in the American Journal of Public Health.
Now, that's a pretty big deal. Okay.
Well, I guess when you start, you know, looking at the statistics, you just look at places where it's been legalized.
Yeah, look at these cops that have been for decades trying to stand in the way of legalization. They didn't give a darn about this stuff. It's like, we got police unions and we need to fill the coffers.
After Colorado's legalization of recreational cannabis sale and use, opioid-related deaths decreased more than 6% in the following 2 years, writes author Melvin D. Livingston, Tracy Barnett, Chris Deckler, and Alexander Wagner. These authors stress that their results are preliminary, given that their study encompasses only 2 years after the date of the first recreational marijuana shops opened.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that 6% is some stunning amount, but it's at the same time, it's significant. It's statistically significant. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Do you wish you could do whatever you wanted in your dating or relationship life instead of being locked into certain relationship or marriage models that don't make you happy? Do you wish you made more money on less hours? You can do both. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
Michael.
call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about an article here from, what is it, Washington Post,
yep,
that apparently legalized marijuana is saving lives in Colorado. Before we get back to that, I want to tell you about a new advertiser, Balance of Nature, that we've brought on here. And actually, for those who are, you know, hardcore listeners of Free Talk Live, you probably are familiar with Riley Blake. Riley edits our podcast to shrink it down to a digest form. So in that case, he takes every episode that is 2 hours long, shrinks it down to 40 minutes. You can speed that up and listen to a Free Talk Live podcast, basically, in what Riley thinks was the most important parts of the episode in 30 minutes. So, you know, that's the thing. Riley works at Balance of Nature, and Balance of Nature advertises on the radio quite a bit. So he sort of made it so that we worked something out. And I've taken the products. It's hard to complain about products that are basically fruits and vegetables and spices. And, you know, they've got a formulation of spices that they, you know, say, you know, makes you healthier. And I wouldn't doubt it, right? Spices can't be bad for you. It's hard when you have a complicated work-life schedule to get all the fruits and vegetables you need with just three of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and three of their vegetable capsules. You get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. That's all you're going to need in a given day. That's pretty good. So your skin looks better, bags under your eyes go away, increased in energy, body pain is reduced or goes away, getting sick less or not at all. These are some of the things that people report from Balance of Nature. We've got a limited time offer here. You go online, become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. And after your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no extra charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. This is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Go to balanceofnature.com. And use coupon code FTL. It's balanceofnature.com, coupon code FTL. I think you're going to like the product, especially if you're not getting the fruits and vegetables in your diet that you need to get. Balanceofnature.com, coupon code FTL. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I beat it on my own, too.
What's that?
Sometimes I get help.
Might be trolling us.
You might be. You're getting close, David. What's up?
Hardcore. Trolling hardcore. better shrink it down, David. Dissection and analysis. So that everybody is perfectly clear on the message from the other day, when politicians go on radio stations, there's an exact formula. And so the politician is on the radio station with the host, and they're pretending to take phone calls, questions and comments for the politician that wants the vote. And the caller calls in and waits in line, and then he's live on air.
Yep.
And
happens.
Yeah. And asks the question. Asks the question or makes the comment.
Yep.
And like I said, often the host of the radio program will, if the person starts to make a comment, instead of asking a question like a game show, like Jeopardy, the host will immediately cut off the caller and say, do you have a question?
You have a question for our guest here today.
Right, yeah. And so then the caller, being sufficiently cowed, will then ask a question. And so the caller will say, for instance, Mr. Future President, what do you think of red flag laws regarding guns? Are you for them, against them? And then what the host will do...
They answer a question about something completely different because the caller has been flushed like a used hanky, used toilet paper, gone. And then the politician answers any old thing they want to answer because there's nobody to hold them accountable.
Right. And all of the listeners, or 90% of them, sheep that they are, don't notice what just happened. And the only people that notice are the caller, who is then at that very moment is talking to the politician that just deflected the question, did not answer the question, not knowing that they've already been silenced. Because remember that as soon as the caller asks the question, one of two things is done by the host, because they have two options that are commonly exercised. One, if they're being nice, the host will mute the caller. So the caller is actually still on the phone and can still hear the politician and usually does not hear any switching noise on the line. A trained ear can pick up that they've been muted. A trained caller can pick up that their voice has been muted. But
I just
muted
you, David.
Did you?
No.
Yeah, it could very well be.
But I did right there. And you're back.
Yeah. Did you dump it? Yeah. Now I heard the static. So any one of different things could have happened there. So I don't know when my voice was being heard and when it was not. You do, but I the caller don't, even right. with a trained ear. And so getting back to the two options, the caller will either be muted and still on the line, and most callers will think that their voice is still being heard. So the caller may even be talking and nobody is hearing them except for themselves.
Sure.
Right. And then if the host wants to be really tricky, they can then unmute the caller and the caller can be heard again, and the caller will never know that they had been muted for 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 20 seconds, whatever it was.
Right.
And neither will the listener over the air. And then
one of the reasons I would say in defense of that particular practice, I'm getting some kind of feedback here, David, so I'm going to mute you for just a second. One of the defenses of that practice is just what happened, right? So I was getting some talk back on David's line, and you can't hear it now. Now, I don't know if his line's fixed, but I've got him on hold, so you can't hear it. And sometimes you'll have background noise, and, you know, what Ian will do is sometimes use a potentiometer to slide it down so the background noise goes down, and a variety of things can be done. But go ahead, David.
Right, and then presumably I'm back. I'm either back or I was dumped. Yeah, okay, so I'm back. So I heard the static. But anyway, and the other thing that the host will often do is the second you ask the question, they immediately dump your call. So you're completely gone. And then like you said, Mark, then the question that I posed to the future president is, you know, what do you think of red flag laws regarding guns? Are you for or against? And then the president candidate will say, I support firearms rights. I really do. And did they answer the question? No, because I didn't ask about firearms rights. I asked about a specific law that I'm interested in, and that's the game. That's the game they play.
So, David,
it's the truth. Absolutely. You want to hold David over?
Well, I just want to tell him that we're doing Free Your Talk Live, and there will be a politician on. Nobody who's running for mayor of Keene.
There you go. Get him, David. Do Free Your Talk Live. How do they find him?
Tonight at 10:30. I guess on Twitch or Discord.
Yeah, our Twitch channel, Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Top sustained winds have increased to over 100 miles per hour as Hurricane Dorian moves up the southeast coast. The storm is just south of Charleston, South Carolina. Heavy rain and tropical storm force winds are already hitting the Georgia and South Carolina coasts. Forecasters are saying the bulk of the storm will be over the Carolinas by Thursday morning. Part of the coast is safe.
We certainly got lucky in Florida.
President Trump, after being briefed on Dorian's track, which is taking it further up the coast.
Hurricane Dorian has its sights set on North Carolina.
With the potential for a foot or more of rain in some areas, Governor Roy Cooper is urging residents to get ready. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says Dorian's effects are already being felt.
We are getting reports of downed trees already in Glenn and Wayne County.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. I want to advise you to join the State of Anarchy, folks, this September the 13th through the 15th, so not long from now, like 9 days, for the conference Anarchadelphia. It's a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in, you guessed it, Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to promote self-ownership by shining light on issues ranging from geopolitics, blockchain economics, and spiritual health and wellness, as well as by exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. Featuring Mark Passio, Jeff Berwick, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Luke Rutkowski, Carrie Wedler, and many more of the most influential minds in the freedom community. All Anarchadelphia guests are invited to attend 3 uniquely stylized after parties, Friday through Sunday, where they can let loose their favorite freedom advocates. So, let loose with their favorite freedom advocates. Sadly, we can't make this. There's a conflict. I'm sorry. I would like to go to this event very much, and that's why I'm doing these reads for the Anarchadelphia folks, because I think it's going to be a great event. And be advised, I am not charging them for these live reads. For more information, go to anarchadelphia.com. Anarchadelphia.com, and follow on social media for updates. I think it's going to be a great event, and these guys are a lot of fun. So anarchadelphia.com. If you're in that vicinity, I would recommend it highly to go and check it out.
The guys who are putting on this event did a show with Ernie Hancock a couple weeks ago. That was pretty good. And it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't make it either. I got to get my house all winter ready. But yeah, so I think
you are doing a special show tonight, though.
Yes, I am.
And tell me how to view this show. You go to the Twitch channel,
or ND Live. It'll be streaming on.
Right. So that's twitch.lrn.fm and dlive.lrn.fm. Those are the two ways to go view what you're doing.
So it's going to be myself, Nobody, formerly known as Rich Paul, and our friend Silver Dave.
That should be a fun show.
And we're going to just, you know, kind of talk about what's on our mind. And I know Dave's really into this gun church thing and wants to talk about that. And we're going to talk about some campaign strategies with Nobody, you know, maybe getting some horses up here in a hayride wagon in the Keene and having some fun with that in the near future, if possible.
Shoot the bull, as it were.
Yeah, we're going to shoot the bull, basically. Yep.
All right. Well, tell me, let's get back to the story here, how weed is saving lives of folks addicted to heroin in Colorado.
Back to the article. While numerous studies have shown an association between medical marijuana legalization and opioid overdose deaths, this report is one of the first to look at the impact of recreational marijuana laws on opioid deaths. Marijuana.
So, as opposed to medical marijuana, which is the same as recreational marijuana.
Except you need special licenses.
Right.
And it's Colorado. You have to, so you have a little permission slip, so you can go get marijuana. And there's, I think there's no tax on it. To where in Colorado, you know, the thing was that everybody wanted to go see a cannabis dispensary, but it'd be like 25% tax or something crazy.
And yeah, I think that there's...
In the medical, there was no tax, from what I understand.
I wouldn't be able to tell you, you know, what the jurisdictions are. But I know that there is a tax on recreational weed in Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they're doing lots of things with that money. Yep. If you're in some jurisdiction around America, just understand that the places that are enjoying the most taxes right now are the places that have legalized weed. What you've got going is you've got the police unions that you're feeding money into, and they're costing lots of cash. But you got to pay for that anyway, whether you have legal weed or not. Well, the weed is taxed, and you get the revenue.
Essentially, the law enforcement industrial complex was very anti-cannabis legalization in Colorado. The Police Officers Association put in tremendous amount of money against this,
yeah,
and the lawyers and all nine yards.
And I'm not surprised. I mean, maybe the answer in these red states that don't want to legalize weed is just offer the tax revenue to the cops.
Well, my stepfather... He owns like about 1,000 acres out there,
and
in Colorado, he farms, you know, big farm operation. And he actually, I don't know exactly what it was, but it was like a rebate he got. And he wasn't on board with legal dope, as he called it.
Yeah.
Oh, all the dopers are going to be coming here from California and the hippies and
well. Here's a surprise for you. It's basically been legal in California since the mid-90s.
So
they had a medical marijuana, but it was the most lax law in America.
So when he got a rebate check from the county because he overpaid his property tax because they took this county money, that because there's like a state tax and a county tax, I guess, on cannabis, and they took the county money and they put it towards the schools. So what had happened is... a whole bunch of large landowners who pay a massive amount of school tax got some relief, and all of a sudden they were cool with it.
Oh, well, suddenly weed's okay, right?
Yeah, reefer rebate? Reefer rebate?
I guess
the reefer rebate.
Back to the article. Marijuana is often highly effective at treating the same types of chronic pain that patients are often prescribed opiates for. Given the choice between marijuana and opiates, many patients appear to be opting for the former. I know people who are afraid to take opiates.
Sure, I am.
Deathly afraid. Even myself, I had a tooth pulled a few weeks ago,
yeah,
and I'm like, I don't need like pain meds for this. He's like, nah, maybe a little ibuprofen or something. I said, okay, I don't want any opiates. He goes, no. He goes, a lot of people don't want opiates.
Yeah.
And they're clear about that. This is, that just told me.
Well, I had some. I was prescribed opiates. This was back, it has to have been 15 years now, for an automobile accident. And I wasn't really in any kind of pain or anything like that. It's just like, that's what they did. They just prescribed them to you. And I said, slid it back across the counter and said, no thanks.
Yeah, good.
I don't want anything to do with this. I don't want somebody taking this. I don't want any thing to do with it. You can have this script back. And I have taken an oxycodone, a half an oxycodone, one time. And I had ruptured an eardrum from a, you know, diving in a pool. I was getting my diving thing, and I have learned since that I really have to equalize. But nonetheless, it was one of the most painful experiences of my life.
Mm.
I took this, and suddenly the pain was gone.
Life got better.
Right. Life got better. I'm talking about my childhood with my wife, and I'm like, you know, I don't think we need to go to the hospital anymore. We turned around. I went, and she put me to bed, and in the morning, I felt better. Most of the pain was gone, and I didn't need to take it again. So I'm not saying that one doesn't need, that these pills shouldn't exist. I'm just saying that, you know, you are responsible for your health. You are responsible for your status of being addicted to something, and you've got to determine what your life's going to be like. And that's what I'm glad I did at that time, and, you know, thank goodness.
Back to the article. From a public health standpoint, this is a positive development, considering that relative to opiates, marijuana carries essentially zero risk for fatal overdose.
Right, you're just not gonna overdose on the weed. You're gonna overdose on alcohol or anything before you're gonna overdose on weed.
Now the study in the American Journal of Public Health suggests that similar findings hold true for recreational marijuana legalization. The authors examined trends in monthly opiate overdose facilities in Colorado before and after the state's recreational marijuana market opened in 2014. They attempted to isolate the effect of recreational rather than medical marijuana by comparing Colorado to Nevada, which allowed medical but not recreational marijuana during that period.
So, I mean, you know, at this point they're saying about 6%, the change has been about 6% to the positive of deaths of people in Colorado because of the legalization of weed and as a recreational status. I think that's great. I also think that it's likely true because marijuana's pretty good for pain, and a lot of people use it for that. So,
Opiates don't actually deal with the pain. They deal with brain receptors that sense pain, and marijuana actually deals with pain in a certain particular way.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
Hunters, on Free Talk Live. Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Final segment. Might be able to squeeze your call in. I'll give the numbers out if I... we'll see. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
Michael.
And I want to thank the amplifiers. If you go to amp.freetalklive.com, you can support Free Talk Live and allow us to bring this ability to speak freely here on the airwaves on 200 radio stations to even more people, even more podcast listeners. I want to thank specifically today David, who is a Free Talk Live amplifier, silver amplifier. And David, without folks like you, we wouldn't be able to do it. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and do as David has done. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Ron calling in from New York. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live. Listen to WGGO.
Hey, good evening. I heard you mentioned the OxyContin. That's one of the things that Epstein guy was using on some of the girls to stupor them. He has a shop set up in North Jersey, a couple speakeasies. And one of the girls has a site. It's a blog she wrote, Danielle Sittel, S-I-T-T-E-L, on Google. And the picture of the hand over the glass, captioned, "Please admit, you drive the 3940. She says, pay attention to...
Thanks for the call, Ron. Really appreciate it. It's, whenever he calls in and pushes this Sittel thing, I'm told to dump it. Ian has gotten irritated with the promotion of the site.
So, I mean... is there any validity to the Epstein thing?
I have no idea. I wouldn't doubt for a second that Epstein was...
sounds like that's like the classical way to get the consenting young prostitutes is to get them hooked on dope.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, alcohol and drugs have been used for a long time to get some consent out of some folks, and
cocaine, from what I understand, is the currency of strippers.
I wouldn't know,
I got a friend of mine. He's from high school. He works in a strip joint, and he's convinced that the state police of Massachusetts are distributing all the cocaine, and they're the ones who distribute it in the strip joint that he works for, and it's like a huge thing.
Wow.
He tells about this stuff all the time.
Let's go to the amp only Discord call-in line. The Christian Anarchist here. Gene, can you hear me?
How you doing, guys?
Good. Hello.
Yeah. Okay, so I wanted to call about Muslims, because I just came back from a three-week drive around Europe, and I got to rub elbows with a lot of Muslims in the gas stations and stuff when I stopped for gas. And,
what did you drive, a diesel or a gasoline?
It was diesel.
Nice.
And it was a diesel Renault.
Yep.
You got about 30, 35. 35, 38 miles a gallon.
And did it go good?
It went pretty good. I got it up on the Autobahn. I got it up to about 110 miles an hour.
That's fine.
Which was about the
up here in the slow lane.
Yeah, I wouldn't go much faster than that. But anyway, I went through Munich and I went through Italy and France, and I ran into a lot of Muslims. There's a lot of Muslims in Europe.
Okay.
Now, I also ran into someone at our church gathering who is one of those diehard Trump fans. And
a European Trump fan?
Yeah, no, this is at our church here.
Okay.
And so he was telling me, you know, and I told him we went around Europe, and I said he got to talking about the Muslims there, and I said, yeah, there's a lot of Muslims. I ran into a lot of them. But my impression of the Muslims that I ran into, and I'm sure there are some criminal gang Muslims over there that'll slit your throat, but the ones that I ran into were friendly. They talked to me. They would, they didn't seem like they hated me. They just seemed like they were trying to buy their gas or get their groceries or whatever it is they were doing and then be on their way and live their life. They had their their wives and their children's. And so
you mean they weren't monsters?
No, they weren't monsters. In fact, for the most part,
the Muslims love their children, too.
Yep.
I would imagine they're in a very bad situation in their country, and they're just trying to get out of there. The countries have been bombed to crap mainly by us. Or not by me.
Or the Saudis with American bombs.
Yeah, but somehow, you know, they've all been bombed by U.S. dollars. And so they wanted to get out of there. I would do the same thing. I would take my family out of there. And this guy was so afraid that it's some kind of Muslim invasion. And yes, there's a lot of Muslims immigrating. But here's this experience that we've had in our very own medical practice. Is we would have, there's this family that comes in, and grandma has, you know, she doesn't have a full hijab on, but she's obviously all bundled up like a Muslim woman. And then the daughter is there, and she's just wearing a scarf and some very common-looking Western clothing. And then there's the granddaughter, who's probably 18, and she's wearing cut-off jeans.
Yeah,
and
none of that.
You know,
she's having none of
blouse,
that.
You know, a blouse that's kind of low and nothing over her hair.
Right.
And so this is the thing that happens with people that immigrate. The children reject the training of the parents. It's kind of a thing.
Assimilation,
I mean,
to the culture?
History.
Yeah.
Yeah, this happens throughout history. So, yes, there's a lot of Muslims coming to Europe and now more and more here. And some of them may be bad, and I'm not saying that there aren't any bad ones, but I would say that the greatest portion of them are just like my ancestors, who were Italian, and they were kind of looked down upon, and, you know, they didn't like those dirty Italians when they immigrated over here, but, you know, I've got...
Or the Irish much either, from what I understand. This is something
Irish.
I've pointed out over and over again, and, you know, some people really take it to heart, other people... You know, they've got this this cudgel that they want to beat with the drum they want to beat for Muslims, and basically the problem is welfare. If you make a system where Abdul can leave his wife at home, and she doesn't get to get out and mix with the American ladies at work, and, you know, maybe after work with, after they go out or whatever it is that they do, if they're not mixing, then, of course, you're going to have this problem of assimilation. But if you make it so that free people can cross the borders of countries freely, but they get no handouts, then you're going to have an entirely different situation, because Abdul's going to have to put the wife to work so that the family can, do well and that kind of thing. At which point she's going to go to work and she's going to be like, how come I'm wearing this restrictive clothing and these ladies are running around, without all this stuff on? How come I have to be the different one? And whatever it is, they're going to assimilate. Look, the Middle East was pretty darn Western before the CIA kept poking its nose into their business over there.
And creating these Islamic jihadist monsters. This is a creation of the CIA to destabilize these nations.
Well, even if it wasn't
an enemy to fight,
even if it wasn't a direct creation, even if it was an indirect creation,
well, they helped fuel it.
One certainly cannot deny the correlation, and I would go ahead and say the causation. All you have to do is take a look at Western countries and the CIA specifically, their involvement in over there in the Middle East in the 50s and the 60s, and how this just kept on growing. Yeah, you're right. Churchill didn't like the Muslims. And yeah, that was before the CIA's involvement. Absolutely.
And places like Libya, before we got involved in there, were going very, very Western. They had nightclubs. You know, the girls didn't have to wear the restrictive clothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was very forward-moving before we got in there and messed it all up.
Baghdad, Mosul, Iran.
All of them.
Yeah. All of it.
All of them. We just... And so I don't blame the people for wanting to get out of there. Well, who wants to live there? I wouldn't. So
I wouldn't want to live there. I'd want to get out and go someplace that's freer and hopefully not change it too much to return to the things that I, you know, came from. But
I think a lot of them don't want to change it. I think a lot of them are secretly hoping that those in their particular group that want to change it will not be successful. I think there's a lot of them that are saying, you know, they've got their Muhammad or whatever that's in front of the crowd saying how much he wants to get on the, you know, bring in this restrictive law and stuff. But I'll bet you that 50% or more of the people listening to Muhammad are hoping that he fails.
I think that probably one of the big sticking points seemed to be, in some of these countries, in the United States included, is pork in public school meals. So, you know, like, this could be used as a sort of an anti-Muslim tool. To me,
they can bring their own food.
Well, I think they should be able to bring their own food, and absolutely probably should do that. But I don't think that you should just purposely have pork in the meal. I mean, have an option.
This shouldn't be public schools.
Well, how about we just get rid of children's meals altogether, and everybody just brings a sack lunch? I brought a sack lunch when I was young.
I think you might be right. 855-450. Let me give them the telephone number. Check out freetalklive.com. Sign up for our newsletter.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.